So we continue from last week. The main text. 可已故，一切有为法，如梦幻泡影，如露亦如电，应作如是观。So this is a very famous verse that you will often hear people cite from the Diamond Sutra. So 何以故? So how is this so? So this is with reference to the earlier paragraph. The earlier paragraph. Hang on, someone, other students joining in. So the earlier section, 须菩提，若有人已满无量阿僧祇世界七宝持用布施，若有善男子、善女人发菩提心，持于此经乃至四句偈等，受持读诵，为人演说，其福甚彼。Then 云何为人演说？So what is meant by expounding to others? 不取于相，如如不动。So last week we covered this, and then I mentioned that. So my teacher's explanation is the 不取于相，and then 如如不动。That these two parts is basically the practice of vipassana and samatha. But the way I understand it is the stupid way. My stupid way. My own stupid way is that. The when we say expound to others, then another way is by embodying the teaching. So if you are able to do this, 不取于相，如如不动. Meaning that you are not grasping on to any phenomena, and as a result, your mind is unwavering, unperturbed, unmoving. Then in this way, you directly show others, the teaching of non-grasping. So then, if we continue from there, then the meaning, 何以故? How is this so? Then to me, this makes sense. Why is this so? Why is it that teaching, giving the teachings to others is meant by non-grasping? Why? Because 一切有为法，如梦幻泡影，如露亦如电，应作如是观. That all conditioned phenomena is like a dream, like an illusion, like a bubble, like an image, like the dewdrop, like a lightning flash. One should contemplate in this way. So we take a look and my teacher's explanation. So 第二课, the second section, 正观有为法，世俗谛相. So this is the formal contemplation or observation of the conditioned phenomena in terms of the features of its conventional truth, the conventional truth feature. So 这是悟入圣义谛相的前方便. So by contemplating on the conventional truth, then it can help us to enter into the ultimate truth. So this is the precursor. This is the precursor method. So the 前方便. In the sutra, whenever you see the word 方便, or in Buddhism, when you see the word 方便, in a formal usage, it means method. Method or the means. So, 先要观一切法如梦幻泡影，如露亦如电. So, first we must contemplate, or we must observe, contemplate how all conditioned phenomena, is what is like a just now as I mentioned, like a dream, like an illusion, like a bubble, like an image, and so on. 从这里悟入毕竟空. So from here, then you enter into ultimate emptiness, complete emptiness. So 何以故? So my teacher then go into the verse itself. Sutra verse，白语故，为什么误入第一地要有钱方便呢？So, according to my teacher, this part is asking why is it that entering into the ultimate reality requires a precursor method？So 我们若是离开了有为法，直接误入圣义地是不可能的。So if we were to try to enter into ultimate reality without the conditioned phenomena, that's impossible. 一定要通过世俗地才能误入第一地。You must go through the conventional truth to enter into ultimate truth. So this is something that one of you asked before. Yeah, one of you was saying. Don't know whether in this class or another class about how I think happened to talk about Wei Shi, yeah, Yogacara, then says that one of you all say, but isn't that just conventional truth? Yeah, so this is exactly what I also said. Yeah, the Dharma always spans both sides, yeah, conventional and ultimate truth. Yeah, conventional reality and ultimate reality. Why? Because we are unenlightened. Unenlightened beings, we are not able to see ultimate reality directly. If we can see, then we would have attained enlightenment. Then why don't you go and see? Quickly go and see. Don't waste time. Yeah. So we need to use the conventional truth, which is skillfully established using conventional words. That points towards ultimate reality. So the Dharma is the spoken Dharma, the written Dharma, all the description that the Buddha has given, all the masters has given, all these are still belonging to conventional truth, but it's describing ultimate truth. Yeah, it's pointing towards that. So 一定要通过世俗地才能误入第一地. 这条路这样子走, yeah. So this path, this is how you walk the path. 所以这上面说应作如是观，什么观呢？So and that's why the above section says this is how one should contemplate or observe. 什么观呢？What kind of contemplation？观一切有为法，to contemplate all conditioned phenomena. 就是所有的因缘生法，So what is it? It is referring to all the phenomena that arise from conditions. 凡是有生有灭的这一切的事情，So all the things that has arising and ceasing. So 如梦幻泡影，如露亦如电，So we should contemplate it to be and consider how it is like what. Like a dream, like a bubble, like a dream, like an illusion, like a bubble, like an image, like a dewdrop, like a flash of lightning. So here, 电. So the word 电 here, 如露亦如电. It's the same word for electricity, but here it's referring to lightning flash, okay? don't be mistaken. Eh? Wow, Dharma Sutra talk about electric circuit. It's not. It's talking about the lightning flash, no? 闪电, no? 犹如闪电, one flash and then it's gone. Yeah. So all this can be found in the Pali Canon. All this metaphor, no? Simile metaphor, all can be found in the Pali Canon. Yeah. So, and in the Pali Canon, the Buddha used the different description to describe the five aggregates. Yeah. So, if a person don't learn the Pali Canon, and also don't learn the Mahayana Sutra, then easy for such a person to say, "Oh, Mahayana teachings is not spoken by the Buddha." But if you learn both, then you may start to appreciate that. The Mahayana Sutra has the basis, It's not in conflict with the Pali Canon. Yeah, it doesn't have any conflict. Many years back, when I was newly ordained, I heard my teacher say this. Yeah, at that point in time, I was a bit skeptical. Today, I tell you myself, this is the case. You must learn both sides, then you can appreciate both sides better. Because actually, there's only one side. So my teacher gave more description. So, like a dream. 就像梦里边的境界, 做梦时候, 好像都是真的. So it's just like the scenarios that we see in our dream. When we are dreaming, it feels really real. It feels like it's real. 梦醒了才知道是假的. When we are awake, then we realize it's actually all unreal. 这样说,指甲为真,名为梦. So in that case, the being attached to the unreal as real, that is known as dream. 而我们睁开眼睛以后, 也是指甲为真. But even when we are awake, with our eyes open, we are still grasping on to the unreal as real. 执着虚妄, 认为是真实的. We grasp on to the insubstantial, that is unreal, that's false, 虚妄的, and we consider it to be real. That which is not real, unreal, insubstantial, we consider it to be true, to be real. 所以也是梦, and that's why we are also like in a dream. This likewise is found in the Pali Canon. The Buddha described our state like being in a dream. 闭上眼睛是梦. When we close our eyes, we dream. That's considered dream. 张开眼睛也是梦. When we open our eyes, we're still dreaming. We are still dreaming. 现在告诉我们梦是假的. Now the Buddha tell us our dream is unreal. 就是要观察一切法都是虚妄, 不真实的. So that is to say, we should contemplate, we should observe how all phenomena is illusory, is insubstantial, is false, is unreal, 若只是说一切法都是假的, 我们很难明白. If the Buddha just tell us all phenomena is unreal, maybe it's difficult for us to understand. 所以佛以比喻开示，就像梦里的境界, 是不真实的. So the Buddha very skillfully, the Buddha use a metaphor, use an analogy for us to understand, and then tell us it's just like when you're in a dream, it's not real. So 我曾经说过，可以分两个阶段. So my teacher says he has ever mentioned about this, that it can be covered in two sections, or two phases. 先观梦，而后观如梦. So first you contemplate dream, then after that you contemplate that it's like a dream, So 这样慢慢的就能悟入第一切法都是虚妄不真实的。So in this way, then slowly, slowly, you can penetrate into re the realization that all phenomena is insubstantial, is false, is not real. 梦表示一切法本身。The dream is indicating that all phenomena. Itself. 都是虚妄不真实的意思, that they are all insubstantial, false, unreal. So this is what it means. So this is the first one. 如梦. The second, 如幻, like an illusion. So 有幻术的人, so the magician. Yeah, those magician who knows all the illusion, yeah，这个变现出来的东西都是不真实的，yeah，so whatever that they conjure up is actually not real，yeah，他用幻术把一根稻草变成一只会跑的大象，哇，哎，have you seen that before？你要use a wheat grain boom come an elephant，yeah。So he says the magician can use just a stalk of wheat, yeah, or oat or something, and then boom, yeah, transform it into an elephant that can run around. 小孩子认为这是真的，so the kids think that this is real. 但是大人知道这是幻术所变，不是真的。But adults know that this is actually just illusory, yeah. This is just an illusion. It's not real. Of course, in modern times, we know that magicians there are many types, so there are some which is sleight of hand. So they appear to produce pigeons out of thin air, but actually it's because they block, yeah. They hide the pigeon, so it's a real pigeon, yeah. In those cases, the pigeons are trained and sometimes drunk, so they are quite sedated. Yeah. So they actually use sleight of hand. Different ways. But make it look as though don't just appear out of nowhere. The so 佛教徒要做如是观, so a Buddhist should contemplate in this way. 一切有为法都是如幻。They're all conditioned phenomena is like an illusion. Yeah. 如幻是业力所变 that is manifested from karmic forces. So the metaphor is through a magician. Yeah. And now it's manifested through karma. Yeah. 我的身体是业力所变。My body is manifested through karma. Yeah. So 你的身体也是业力所变。Your body also manifested from karma. 因为业力不同，所以变现的果报也不一样。Because our karma is different, so the body that is manifested is also different. 一定要等那个业力结束了，果报才结束。So we must wait until the karma is fully expanded, then the results would end. 然后又由不同的业力变出不同的果报。Then through different karma, yeah, karmic forces, then manifest different results again, yeah, the different fruition results. 这些都是不真实的，yeah, they're all unreal, 都是无常无我的。所以说如幻。So that's why it says it's like an illusion, like an illusion. So, in some other places, when my teacher covered the dream, he actually added something else. So, this section here. His coverage is quite standard. Yeah, when you awaken, then you realize it's a dream. Yeah, so but in many places, my teacher covered this analogy, then he added one more point. He says, when you are, it is not that you have to wait until you wake up, then you realize it's a dream. You must know that. Even when you're in a dream, it's a dream. In other words, now you're in a dream, you must know that now you're in a dream. Not until you get enlightened, then you realize, oh, actually, all those are like a dream. Yeah. By the time you attain enlightenment, then you realize, then you cannot use this realization to attain enlightenment. Make sense? Usually, what we learn is, oh, when you are awake, then you realize it's a dream. Yeah, but by the time you're awake, whether you realize or not doesn't matter anymore. right? So this contemplation is to be done while you're in a dream to realize that you are in a dream. In this section here, he didn't so explicitly mention this, but in other places he did. That's what I highlighted. So Ru Pao, like a bubble. Yeah. So this should be quite straightforward. Yeah. 下雨的时候, 雨水滴在地上, 一个泡, 一个泡, 起来就灭. So when it's raining, then the water drop, the rain drops, yeah, drop onto the ground, and then it forms a bubble. Boop, boop. Yeah. So the moment it arrives, then immediately it just bursts. Oh. So 起来就灭, 起来就灭, 也是不真实. Yeah. So my teacher's emphasis is very strongly on the 不真实, unreal. Yeah. So but if we look at the Pali Canon, the Buddha's emphasis is that it's very fragile, it's very transient. No? Our existence so easily. Of course, there's an element of unreal also, but actually, there's also this angle about how our existence itself is very fragile. Yeah, the slightest bit of wind, boom, gone. So over here is just this few. But in the Pali Canon, there's a few others. Yeah, one of them is foam. Yeah, foam. So we talk about what? I think the river, and then the as it rushes through, then it forms like foam, yeah, and very quickly drawn by the current, then the foam just disperse and then disappear. So different description talking about our aggregates, our existence. Wow. Do you see inside the gallery an old lady listening to the Dharma talk? Lama, you 真的是老了. When I was young, I tell her, I think almost every day, every other day, I think I tell her. Long time never tell her. Once in a while, must remind her. You're old already. So, 但是既生既灭, 也表示是无常的, yeah. So, the fact that it arises and then it ceases, yeah, it also means it's impermanent, yeah. So, 世间上一切有为法，有生有灭，不是永久的, so that's this part. It's also it's not. It has arising, it has ceasing, it has birth, it has ceasing, yeah. So, it is not lasting. It's not lasting. 如影, so, 这个比如大树遮住阳光, 现出影来, so, for example, a tree, yeah, so a tree occluding the sun, and so it produces a shadow, yeah, so, 影和树有点相似, so the shadow, so here the ing is not image. I've been saying image, image. So it's actually the shadow. Yeah. So the shadow of the tree and the tree itself has some similarity. 但不是树, but it's not the tree. 所以也是不真实的意思. So it is also unreal. 我们这个身体也好，山河大地也好。 都是由我们的业力所变现出来的影, 是不真实的. So my teacher here actually brings in a bit of the teaching of Yogacara. So saying that our body, yeah, like the mountain, the rivers, yeah, the great land, all manifested through karmic forces. So it's unreal as well. I remember so sometimes in other places he give more elaboration. Yeah, so he ever explained the tree He explained the front part, but then there's a second part he also explained. So the shadow of the tree looks like the tree, but it doesn't have the full function of the tree. It only looks like it has a function, but doesn't have the full function. We look at all the things, it looks like it has all the functions that we think it has, but it doesn't have. Also it's insubstantial. It's insubstantial. The next one, Rulu. So this should be about the dewdrop. So 夜间的湿气遇见这个寒冷时，就在草。 草木上结成露水啊，so at night the moisture in the air come into contact with some coldness then it forms dewdrop onto the grass, the wood, the tree and so on. Basically anything that has low enough temperature then you will form a dew. From dew. So, 太阳一出来, 露水就没有了. The moment sun rises, then the dewdrop disappears. 这表示世间一切法都是无常的. So, this represents that all the phenomena in this world, they are all impermanent. 如电, 闪电, also 闪电, lightning, not the QB electricity. 闪电是即生即灭的. So, lightning flash, it is a flash, So it arrives in a flash and then it's gone. Sometimes in Singapore, the flash seem to last more than 1 second, because there's a lot of discharge. But sometimes actually there's two. I saw some documentary. They say that we usually think that lightning. Lightning from the sky down, right? We usually think it's like that, right? I saw a documentary. It says that actually there's two discharge. The first one is from the ground up. Then the second one is the one that we usually see from the sky down. But anyway, sorry. Sometimes I talk about this, then I get a bit carried away. But important thing is that one we can see usually, is the one that is coming down. So it, just an instant, and gone. So 打雷闪电, 打雷闪电, So using this to, I haven't read the first line. 闪电也是即生即灭的，也就是表示所有的一切法都是刹那生灭啊。So is indicating that all the phenomena is arising and ceasing in just an instance. Rise, cease. Bu jian gu, and it's not stable. 所以用这个形容一切法刹那生灭的境界, using this analogy of a lightning flash to describe the state in which all phenomena arise and cease in moments. So 因为有刹那生灭, 慢慢的就现出很什么显呢？ 显着的无常相了. So, because of this temporary, momentary arising, ceasing, then gradually becomes very clear, very apparent, that the feature of impermanence becomes very apparent. So, 应作如是观. So this is the last part of the verse. 想误入第一谛. 应观这六欲. So if you want to enter into the ultimate reality, you should contemplate on this six metaphor, of six analogy metaphor. 如梦、如幻、如泡、如影、如露、如电。做如是观以后，就容易误入第一谛。So to contemplate how conditioned phenomena is like a dream, like an illusion, like a bubble, like a shadow, like a dewdrop, like a lightning flash. And after you contemplate in this way, then it's easier to enter into the ultimate reality. So 本经正中分的第二大科到此为止。So the second great section of the body of this sutra ends here. So after that, 流通分, so the closing section. 佛说是经已, 长老须菩提，即诸比丘、比丘尼、优婆塞、乌婆夷，一切世间天人、阿修罗，闻佛所说，皆大欢喜，信受奉行。So this is the closing. 这是流通分啊。So this is the closing section. So 佛说此部经圆满的时候，So when the Buddha has completed the sutra itself, this teaching, 法会大众皆大欢喜。So this time is interesting 啊。法会。So the great assembly where is this great assembly? What are they doing? They are in the Dharma meeting, 法会 having a Dharma meeting, or maybe we can say a Dharma talk, but nowadays this term. So let me erase this because otherwise you may be mistaken. So 法会 Dharma talk, Dharma assembly. I think you can say Dharma assembly. Or Dharma talk. So the participants of this great assembly, 皆大欢喜, they rejoice in it. This term, 法会, nowadays usually refers to a puja. But from the term itself, you know that originally it was meant to be reciting the expounding of the teaching of truth. That's what it's supposed to mean. But for many people, or at least maybe for some people, 法会 has now become more as a devotional practice. Some may even look at it like a ritual. So it must be chanted in a particular way. You must have certain instruments playing, then it's considered wow, complete. You cannot say that that's wrong also, because some people need that. Like for example, you all never hear me chant 炉香赞, right? Actually, y'all do. Only hear me chant the first verse. If y'all one day hear me chant the whole thing, wow, I think y'all can go and buy 4D. I think. Maybe when I was in secondary school or JC, last time when they have Dharma talk, they actually recite 炉香赞 beforehand. Then after that, they recite the what is that? 开经偈. They must go and 请示. There's a whole ceremony before. Then of course, if you talk about the normal Fa Hui, that is basically all the chanting. So imagine, for some people, if they just attend a Dharma talk without all that, they don't feel that kind of connection, you know? They need to start off, 想咋啊？你叫我妈在学英语，I hate I think it's good that different people specialize on different things. We have to be honest. You ask me to go and learn. I don't have the flair, I don't have the interest. So why do you think I choose my teacher? My teacher don't emphasize on the chanting. Teacher just emphasize on the Dharma and the meditation. That's why. So if you connect strongly with chanting, good for you. But you must go and look for other temple. Those temple, they have very very inspiring, uplifting chanting. Well, here in the Dhamma Sutra, it's a different kind of Bhave. This is a Dharma assembly, where the Buddha was expounding. Yeah, can you imagine if the Buddha, when everybody assembled, then he start off. Do you think the Buddha start off? Ru shi wo wen yi shi fo sai shi hui guo. Cannot be like he's, what we are reciting is what Venerable Ananda was reciting. We are repeating what he recited. So, 尤其是知道生死是苦的人，会生欢喜心。So, especially those who know that birth and death is suffering. When they listen to this teaching, they will have joy. They will give rise to much joy towards this teaching. Or give rise to joyfulness. So, 知道生死是苦，而不能解脱苦. Knowing that birth and death is suffering, but it's not able to be liberated from this suffering. So, 现在佛说了这个金刚般若无相法门，and now the Buddha has expounded this Dharma teaching, the Dharma door of signlessness, from this Diamond Sutra, Diamond Wisdom Sutra, So, 有希望解脱大苦了So hearing this, he said, they know, now we have a chance to be liberated from suffering. So yi shen huan si xing, and that's why they are filled with joy. 已经解脱生死苦的人，听闻了这个方法，也为一切众生生欢喜心。Those who have been liberated from suffering, from the samsaric suffering, birth and death, When they hear of this, they will also rejoice for sentient beings. 信受奉行，so have confidence, accept, and then practice accordingly. So 信受佛说的这个法妙法，so they have confidence, they have faith, they accept what the Buddha has said, this marvelous Dharma. 能依教奉行，and they are able to practice accordingly。道元老法师曾说：“So there's this old master called 道元，how to translate path source of the path yeah source path origin master yeah。” That's why names cannot be those shouldn't be translated. Become very odd. So Taoyuan Master ever said, "金刚般若经，那个易读而难讲。So he says that this Diamond Sutra is easy to read, difficult to explain, to 讲, to expound. So this is the after that is what my teacher says. My teacher says that he has 我参考了一些书 that he has sort of look at a few books. Yeah. So 和各位同学的学习了一遍，和各位同学的学习了一遍。Now basically learn with all the students once. 我曾经说过，and my teacher ever said before，我们不是学主事禅。哦，讲了 sensitive things again. So this 主事禅。So my teacher ever said, we are not learning the Zen. So this is Zen, huh? Yeah. So from the masters, 祖师禅. We're not learning the Zen tradition under what the Chinese master has taught. So 祖师禅 is referring to the meditative practices as taught by the Zen masters. Yeah. Then, as opposed to 祖师禅, then there's 如来禅. 二是学习如来禅. So, as opposed to the meditative techniques taught by the Buddha. So, my teacher, although he's ordained in the Chinese Mahayana tradition and then trained in a very traditional way, he don't teach the traditional Chinese method. Yeah, he ever shared with us in brief before. Yeah, but he also highlight the current situation, that he observed, the problem he see in those methods, that evolve and develop over time. So 什么是如来禅? So what is the meditative practices taught by the Buddha? 金刚般若波罗蜜经就是如来禅. So my teacher says, the Diamond Sutra is the meditative practice taught by the Buddha. So Rula is the Tathagata, referring to Buddha. 教我们明明白白的修无我观. So teach us clearly how to contemplate, cultivate the contemplation on no self. 但是《金刚般若经》、《般若波罗蜜经》的参考书很多得很。But all the, how to say 参考书啊？Chinese series 啊 all the commentaries, I can say commentaries, all the additional commentaries on the Diamond Sutra is a lot. 很多人都有《金刚经》的注解，a lot of people have written commentaries on the Diamond Sutra. 但若真参考的话，这个人这样讲，那个人这样讲，也不知道谁说的对。But if you really go and explore all the different books, this person say this, that person say that. How do we also don't know who is saying the right thing. So, 30卷的《摩诃般若波罗蜜经》在汉文佛教，注解非常少。So, there is another sutra called the Moha Bora Bora Mijing, the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra, which is translated in by different masters. So one of the translation is the 30卷, the 30 fascicle version. Yeah, within the Chinese Mahayana Buddhism, the commentary is very limited. So 为什么《金刚经》的注解多？So why is it that the Diamond Sutra's commentary is plentiful? So 大般若经的注解少，but the commentary for the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra is very few. 因为金刚经少，可以随便讲。阿弥陀佛，Just now already said that sensitive things coming up. Why? Because the Diamond Sutra is shorter, yeah. So 可以随便讲，so you can anyhow talk. Yeah, you can anyhow say whatever you want. So 可能不会自相矛盾，and maybe there's no self contradiction. Yeah, there's no contradiction. So 但是大品般若经有30卷，如果心里没有这样的见地， 很难自圆其说啊，很难自圆其说的。But the 30 fascicle Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra, if in your mind you don't have the basis, you don't have the correct view, of the teaching. That means you don't have a clear picture of the teaching. Then what happened? 很难自圆其说. It's very hard for you to give a comprehensive and complete teaching of the whole sutra. That doesn't have contradiction. So 若是读龙树菩萨的大智度论, but if you were to read the so this is very interesting. This last time when I first heard 大智度论, then one day I was at the ACM, Asia Civilization Museum, and then there were exhibits of Buddhist artifacts. So there was one display, and it was the Da Zi, I think it mentioned about Da Zi Du Lun, but then the translation is a bit off. Or I think maybe the guide, the volunteer guide, who was one of the youth, oh no, sorry, not youth, because there was a guide from the museum. Then he mentioned something. Then I was like, eh, no, that's not correct. Right. So at that moment, I'm like, no, Da Zi Du Lun is Mahaprajna Paramita Sastra. It's the commentary for the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra. So Da, Moha, Zi, Bora, Du, Po Lo Mi. 大智度 is 摩诃般若波罗蜜论 is commentary for this. So 龙树菩萨the other day on Monday I mentioned about him. 龙树菩萨 Venerable Maha Venerable Nagarjuna. So he wrote this commentary on the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra. So my teacher says, 若是读龙树菩萨的大智度论, if we were to read the commentary on the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra by Venerable Nagarjuna, 明白了里面说的道理, and then you understand the meaning inside, the principles inside, 再来学习金刚般若波罗蜜经, 就比较容易. Then you come and learn the Diamond Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. That is easier. So, 我说这话是什么意思？So what? So my teacher says, what do I mean by this? 因为汉文佛教，不管是华严宗、天台宗、三论宗，乃至禅宗，都是以龙树菩萨为祖师，because in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, regardless of whether you are under the 华严 tradition, the 天台 tradition, the 三论 some of them a bit harder. So this 华严 tradition is actually the lineage that uses Avatamsaka Sutra as the main teaching. And then inside it talk about the 十法界啦, all the pure land and so on. And 天台宗 actually is one of the school, the name of the school. In Japan, it's known as Tendai. Basically, that pronunciation is different, but it's actually exactly the same word because all their schools came from China. Not to belittle them, but this is just history, okay? This is just history. China, Korea, and Japan is like it's like Spain, Italy, and France. as far as language is concerned, ever is Spanish, right? The language has very close connection, right? And from what I know, they all fall under the Romantic language, family language, yeah. And the so-called Romantic is actually from is actually the Romans, yeah. Then the Germanic, yeah, these two main branches of the Western languages, yeah. So cannot be helped. On this cannot be helped. So Tiantai, then Sanlun, the three schools, then up to even the Zen tradition. They all revere the Venerable Nagarjuna as, more correctly, Longsu Pusa is Nagarjuna Bodhisattva, as the founder. Yeah. So, Wei Shi Zhong the Wu Zhao Pusa. So, in the Yogacara school, Wei Shi, Yogacara school, there is this other Venerable Asanga. There's three main names in the Mahayana tradition, Indian Buddhism, not Chinese Buddhism, Indian Buddhism, Venerable Nagarjuna, Venerable Asanga, Venerable Vasubandhu. Yeah. If I don't recall, only Venerable Asanga and Venerable Vasubandhu, they are brothers. So, Ye Chen Longsu Pusa Wei Asa Li. So, the Venerable Asanga under the Yogacara school also consider Venerable Nagarjuna as his teacher. Asa Li Acharya, that means his mentor, very close teacher. Not just listen to one Dhamma talk, then you say, oh, this is my Acharya, cannot. This happened to mention this, then I must tell you, please, if you, I mean, now COVID-19 cannot go anywhere, yeah. But if you ever travel overseas, then you meet this master, meet that teacher, or you attend one talk, by this master, yeah. Don't go around telling people, oh, this one is my, I learned from this teacher before. A bit, yeah. I mean, we should highlight. I attended one talk. Yeah, that's why, like, you know, I mentioned I ever meant I when we happen to talk about Tibetan tradition, then I say, I'm not an expert, but many years ago, I attended a series of class, some of the classes under Lama Zopa Rinpoche. Yeah, I don't dare to say he's my teacher also. Not because I don't respect him. I respect him a lot. That's why I don't dare to, you know, pan ching. I want to highlight this because I've ever encountered some students. Like when they initially knew me, then they tell me, oh, Venerable, do you know this Venerable or not? Then I say, oh, I don't really know. I'm going to show you, I'll show you. Then you know what they show me? They show me picture of themselves with that teacher. Yeah. Oh, you don't know him? He's very famous one. You don't know him? Yeah, he's my teacher. Then I say, oh. Then how about the other that Sayadaw? That which Sayadaw? Oh, I only know one or two. You never heard of this one? Hey, you see, sure. No, you know that Ajahn, what? That Long Po, what? You don't know? You know that Rinpoche? Well, I tell you, Zhu San Zhang Lao, all the masters throughout the world, I think they have one hand here, one hand there. But when I ask them further, so when they tell me this, a part of me, well, I'm quite, not that I'm so easily impressed, but I like to, I take people at face value. If you tell me you learn from them, they are your teacher, I take it that you really learn from them. So I ask them, so what do you learn from them? Then they say, oh no, I just go in for a pilgrimage, then we met him, then he gave some teachings, then yeah, so we took a photo. Then sometimes when I'm a bit naughty, I ask them, so he gave some teaching about, so do you remember what teaching did he give? Cannot remember, still there to tell people. So please, like some of these terms are silly, don't anyhow use. Yeah, so When these masters, they consider Venerable Nagarjuna to be their mentor teacher, Asali is actually a very close teacher. It's because they really spend many years learning from him. Yeah. Nowadays, all of us can go and read a book, huh? 大智度论. Cannot say, Osu菩萨是我的阿舍利. Cannot. Cannot say that. 我们北川的大乘佛教徒没有不对龙树菩萨恭敬信受的. So in the northern tradition, so here another term, northern tradition. So referring to by geography. So by right, 北川 is referring to all the different schools or different lineages that resulted from the movement of Buddhism via the northern direction. But nowadays in Chinese Mahayana tradition, we usually also refer to ourselves as the northern tradition. Yeah, or Beichuan. Yeah, so, but here very clearly, within the northern tradition, then there's a 大乘佛教徒. So likewise, Chinese Mahayana like to just call ourselves 大乘, as though we are the only 大乘. But actually, Mahayana tradition encompasses all those who practice Bodhisattva path. No? So, but here specifically talking about Chinese Mahayana Buddhism. So we Buddhists under the Chinese Mahayana tradition or the Mahayana tradition, 没有不对龙树菩萨恭敬信受的. Yeah? There's none that is not respectful and having faith and acceptance of Bodhisattva Nagarjuna. 由此知道龙树菩萨是可信赖的. From this, we can know that Venerable, this Bodhisattva Nagarjuna is reliable. Yeah, is reliable. 我们学习大智度论, we learn the commentary on the Mahaparashna Paramita Sutra. So, 再来解释金刚般若波罗蜜经, 应该是没有错误的, 应该是没有错误的. Yeah, so then we come and explain the Diamond Sutra. Yeah, the Diamond Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, then it should be correct. Yeah. 我以前曾经讲过多少遍《金刚般若波罗蜜经》. In the past, my teacher says that in the past, he has given teachings on the Diamond Perfection of Wisdom Sutra quite a few times. 现在又有因缘再学习一次. Now we have chance to learn it one more time. 非常感谢大家. Very thankful to everybody. Yeah. So with that concludes our learning of the Diamond Sutra. So just nice, 8:31. Any questions, any thoughts? Anything to ask, anything to clarify? If there are no questions, I can't remember who was the one who asked for this sutra to be taught. But I think by now that person don't know where the person go already. But sometimes that's the role of individuals. Their role is just to initiate the class. Then their job is done, and then they disappear. Yeah. We started back in Comic Sun. Correct? Is it? Or after that? Huh? Is it back in Comic Sun? First, Noah.
Peace
After that,
Union.
no. Don't know. Huh? Doreen?
Think Buddhist Union.
At Buddhist Union, huh? Can go and, we can go and check the recordings. Then we know. But I hope it's been fruitful for everyone. We are using the transcripts of my teachers' talks. Yeah, so much thanks to the nuns, and also the I think some of the work were also done by the monks, but I think a lot of the subsequent work were done by the publication team in the South Campus, which is where the nuns are. Oh, so much thanks to them, including the subsequent publishing into a book. Of course, gratitude to my teacher for spending time, yeah, all his life as a monk giving teachings. Then we have this series of class. Yeah, my teacher don't conduct puja. He spent as far as I know him, and from what I know, when he since he started giving teachings, that's all he do.